Thanks for joining. Today's podcast is brought to you by QSource ESRD Networks. We work to educate end-stage renal disease patients to help empower them to make decisions about their healthcare and to assist dialysis providers to improve on their quality of care. Listen as members of the Network 10 Patient Advisory Council speak with fellow PAC member Quinn Taylor about working while on dialysis. They cover the topics of balancing work and family life, transplant patients in the workplace, support systems, gratitude, and the importance of staff support from the dialysis clinic. Clarissa Zatino was on dialysis for 15 years before she received a kidney transplant. She is now 4 years post-transplant. While she was on dialysis, she earned her degree in business management and accounting, attending school full-time and working part-time, at the same time juggling the complications of being a dialysis patient. Samuel Hayes is a peritoneal dialysis patient from Champaign, Illinois, who currently works full-time. He credits his success to his family, especially his wife, Sean, who has been by his side to support him in his journey. With this support system, he has been able to continue to work throughout his journey with dialysis.
I know you always talk about your wife, Sean. You always talk about your family. And I would just like for you to kind of, and you've already talked about them, but as far as working, you mentioned that, you know, Sean makes sure that she gets you up so that you can do your exchanges and things like that. But in what other ways does your family support you and help you with making sure, you know, you're continuing to work, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're staying healthy?
They look at me and they say, from a trip, they say, Daddy, you know, we love you, we're proud of you, and we need you to be here for us. When I first was diagnosed with the kidney failure, they had thought I wasn't going to be here that long. And I told them that, you know, I'm a fighter and I'm going to get through it. They said, Daddy, please. And when you hear your children tell you, please, you know, they tell you that makes you never want to stop pleasing them. So they told me, you know, Daddy, please, please, you know, take care of yourself. And with this pandemic going on, they said they'll come at me quickly and say, Daddy, get back in that house. Don't you come out here, Daddy? You know, so the love that they show me keeps me going. And with my wife, you know, she has been a person. And when I speak to people, I always give her credit because she had to change her life as well as I had to change my lifestyle. She has to cook a different way for me, and she's going to cook, you know, for her. So, as I stated before, you know, she's the real person that everybody should be giving gratitude for because she had to change her life just based on the love she has for me. And I could never thank her enough for what she's done. And it's just been, it gets me a little emotional when I think about how much she's put into this, because she didn't ask for this, but she asked for my hand in, when I asked her for her hand in marriage, she didn't ask for all this. And sometimes I think that it's a little bit much on her, but this just saying, you know, I love you for better or worse. And that keeps me, you know, grounded right there. I could not let my children down because they need me and they love me, but I couldn't let her down because she's changed her life so much to accommodate me, so I could never let her down as well.
And it's so beautiful to hear you share that. I always say love is the most powerful thing on earth, and love can make you do it will allow you to push through the hardest things and go through the toughest storms. And when I see you two and your family, it's just such an inspiration to all that hear your story and come in contact with you. Clarissa, if you can kind of talk to us about who is in your support system and how they support you and help you with working and while you were going to school on dialysis and things like that.
I have an awesome support system. Family, friends who have become family, that is what motivates you to keep going. The family is what, like Mr. Hayes mentioned, their life also changes. They adapt to, you know, what we need, from the cooking to the making sure you go to dialysis. I remember I did in center, so in the snow the car would get stuck. You know, someone goes out there. You know, some family member. We've had the neighbors helping out to get me out. You know, I've always been open about my, you know, what I go through, and you know, they'd be helping out to make sure I get to the to the dialysis. So it's it takes a village, and that is what motivates us as patients to move forward, to want more, and to keep pushing. And like you mentioned, you know, the illness is just a part of us. It is not, that is not us. It's just a part of us that we deal with. But we have the same desires and ambitions as, you know, someone that doesn't have this illness. So, you know, I am forever grateful to my family. I live with my aunt. We share a house. And my family, near and far, are a huge support system to me. Last year when I got, when I had both feet fractured, my mom came in for a few months to help with, you know, take care of me. My brother came in when I had the surgery. I had an aunt. I had several aunts come in. It was an 8-month recovery. So, you know, I have friends that live nearby, and sometimes I look out and there's groceries out at my front porch because they don't want me to go out to do groceries right now or to go out for any reason. So, you know, we count our blessings, and without all the support, we wouldn't be where we're at now.
For more information for ESRD patients in the state of Illinois, please visit us at www.esrdnetwork10.org. Or for the states of Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas, please visit www.esrdnetwork12.org.